Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Steve Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is the president of Business Solutions, the positive way. He is our profit pro. He is the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for a long time, coming up on 11 years. We'll have to find that date because I think it's pretty close where we'll be celebrating Steve's 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And nobody on the planet that I know knows more about how to squeeze a nickel's worth of profit out of a dollar's worth of sales. He's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back as always. Steve, I know you're the profit pro, and you've done a great job over the years of helping us understand how to be profitable, but I've been talking to my audience about this tension between profit and cash, and I've been saying that profit is obviously the queen of business and cash is king. That never really has changed. It's been that way a long time. But in 2009, shouldn't our focus be more on cash? And even though profits are great, we want profits, and if we can make it, fine. But shouldn't cash Isn't cash the thing that's going to help us survive more than just focusing on profits?
Cash is fundamental, Jim. There's absolutely no question about that. And in my thinking, you really shouldn't differentiate too heavily between profitability and cash flow. Now, we know that there are ways to cook the books, and we know that there are things like depreciation that make a difference in terms of profitability and cash flow, but I think that the wise business owner keeps their eye on both of those factors and focuses most heavily on the one that's most important to them at a particular point in time. If you're a small business person today, there's absolutely no question that you have to be looking more heavily at cash flow than profitability.
Well, the two things that really drive the bottom line, that impact the bottom line, is obviously your ability to create gross profit through smart buying and effective selling, and then of course managing expenses. Those are the two things that have the big impact on the bottom line, right?
Absolutely, Jim, and it's that expense and revenue side of the equation that we typically focus on when we work with a client to help them improve the health of their company.
Right.
You know, we talk about profits because that's a focal point, but really it's the corporate health that really matters, and not just what your quarterly statements say, but how's this company going to look in a year, 2 years down the road? Is it going to be healthy?
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that I'm imagining is a lot of small businesses sitting out there saying, okay, I'm trying to manage my business profitably, but, you know, my sales are off. How do I allocate my expense money, my budget that I have? I'm feeling pressure on my pricing to lower that, so that's going to impact my gross profit. Which one do I pledge my allegiance to? Do I pledge my allegiance to the gross profit? Do I pledge it to the expenses? Do I kind of shave a little bit off of both? Do I take a little bit? You know, a little bit of a hit on gross profit to increase sales? Do I make sure that I don't throw away my marketing budget just to make a profit? You know, those are questions, aren't they? The real questions that people are going through right now.
Absolutely. And the question, of course, is just a matter of emphasis. The answer is, and not to be trite about it, but you have to look at all of those elements. And it's the particular equation, the math on your balance sheet and other financial statements that are particular to your company that are going to tell you what you really have to focus on. But if you want a one-to-one hit on a benefit to effort, you reduce the expense. Now, if you're going to increase your revenue volume at the expense of pricing, you better take a hard look at that, because maybe it's costing you more than you think, and you may not be doing yourself a big favor.
Some people, though, in 2009, and not to be negative, but it's the reality that we face, Steve, a lot of companies are having to take a hit on sales volume, are having to take a hit on gross profit to maintain or just keep some kind of an effective level of sales volume.
Well, and that's a real possibility, Jim, because you have to have adequate sales to cover your fixed costs. There's no doubt
right.
that in some cases you do sacrifice on your margin in order to maintain an adequate level of business to sustain your business.
Right. What do you think is the best attitude to have? Is there any kind of a rule of thumb that we could give people right now? I mean, I've been talking about survival a lot, Steve. I've been saying that there's no shame in 2009 to plan for survival. What do you think about that?
My preference is to do worst case planning, and that is to do a model of what the worst case can be if the economy continues to stay bad or turn worse for your business and your revenues drop. What does that worst case look like? What are your revenues? What are mm-hmm. your losses? And build a plan around that. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that that's the one you implement immediately, but you'd better be able to get to that point that you can actually survive. And if you mm-hmm. can do that, then anything you do better than that, Jim, is a bonus.
That worst case, by the way, Steve, I don't know about you, but my opinion has always been that worst case scenario, and sometimes some people call it the most conservative scenario. That's another term. Is the break even point, where the point below which you and I say break even. In good years, that'd be break even from a profitability standpoint, but in 2009, break even might be your bottom line, where the point below which you're at negative cash. What do you think about that?
Absolutely right. Yeah, it's your cash flow break even or your working capital break even. Of course, we've seen that the sources of working capital are really drying up.
Right. Exactly. Steve, hold on to that thought. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Right back with Steve Martin, our good buddy, Profit Pro extraordinaire, the author of Instant Profits. He and I will be right back 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
When I call you on the phone, I get a strong uneasy feeling. You're not sitting there alone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and from there you can find all the things that we do here. Thousands of archives, past interviews, hundreds and hundreds, a couple of thousand, maybe more than 2,000 articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Steve Martin, who's our guest right now. There's no telling how many archives, past interviews that he and I've done. Folks, if you want to talk about a body of work on how to be profitable, how to run your business better, how to manage cash, go look at Steve Martin's interviews that he's conducted with me over the last almost 11 years, and you'll find a lot of good stuff there. And most of the stuff he's left with us is timeless. Even if it is 3 or 4 years old, some of the stuff is 3 or more years old. The fundamentals haven't changed. So check those out. And there's a topic in there, I promise you, somewhere that will help you. And, of course, my blog is there. Jim's blog is off the homepage there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there for your answers, to get answers to your question. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Steve Martin, is our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. Steve, your website is profitpro.us. Is that right?
That's correct, Jim.
Profitpro.us. Take that literally, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Profit Pro. And they can find your book there, too, right? Instant Profits?
Absolutely, Jim. And if they arrive at it through your site, they'll get a special Small Business Advocate discount.
We appreciate that very much. Be sure to ask for that, folks. Steve, we're talking about profits versus cash. And you know, I don't – one of the things that I'm having a hard time with, Steve, is I'm really torn between really calling the what I'm seeing like it is, really being the realist, almost the grumpy bearer of bad news kind of thing, but it's not my nature to be that way. You know that it's not, and it's not yours either. I want to be hopeful. I want to think, okay, you know, there's a pony in here somewhere, and I think there is, Steve, but it's down the road a little ways, isn't it?
Well, Jim, if I listen to the people that I tend to want to listen to about the economy, we're looking at 2010.
Yeah.
And I
get as many people saying that as this year. I mean, you can find people in both camps, can't you?
Yes, you can. And I think you need to listen to both camps and prepare for each option. And I know it's tempting for the optimistic entrepreneur to want to maintain the ability to double their business at any instant. But the reality is that when the economy and the environment are telling you that that's not going to happen, you really have to change your business plan and adjust your model to fit the realities of the world. You can remain optimistic, but plan for that downside. Plan for the worst-case scenario if you can, and then make the best of it.
I've been calling that positive reality, having a positive reality attitude as opposed to negative hysteria.
Well, negative hysteria gets you screaming in the corner, making no progress. So
in the fetal position, yeah. You're going to be in trouble there. But positive reality means, to me, it means that you're facing the reality of what's going on, but you're doing it in a positive way. You're doing it with an attitude of, you know, I'm gonna survive. I'm gonna make lemonade out of these lemons. But when you get to that point, you have to be prepared to really tell yourself the truth, don't you? You can't be in denial at this stage, can you?
Well, it's tempting to want to be in denial, but it's not going to be the best thing for you, your business, or your employees. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be realistic about it.
And go ahead.
I was going to say you have to channel your concerns into a positive direction so that you're making progress and moving forward.
One of the things that you talked about a minute in the previous segment I want to come back to is this thing about a worst-case scenario model, a conservative model, a break-even, a cash flow, you know, even model. My best experience with getting my banker to work with me has been when I took him or her two financial models. One model was what I think I can do. This is what I'm planning for. This is what I want to do. Here's why I think I can do this. And the other one was what you called the worst case scenario model. And that was, and then I had that model and I said, okay, now if I don't make this, if I fall short of this, here's what it looks like if I miss that by 10% or 15 or 20 or whatever percent. And as you can see, Mr. Banker, even at this level, this is where I break even, but I'm still making provisions for paying you back your money. What do you think about that approach?
I think it's genius. If you think about the position that your banker is in, he's responsible, and his job is determined to a real extent on how well you fulfill the terms of your loan agreement with them. So if you can make him comfortable and say, the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm not going to make my profits, but you're going to get your cash flow, he still has to be at least satisfied that the relationship is one that they should continue.
Yeah, and folks, if you're talking to your banker these days, he or she is going to be more interested in seeing your cash flow statement than he's going to be in seeing your operating statement, your P&L. Because you don't pay him off of your P&L. You pay your banker off the cash flow that you have, not the accounting profits that you're going to show. Quick break, 29 after, right back. Steve Martin's going to stay with us one more segment. We've got a little more to talk to him about after these messages. Stay with us.
Every day the answer.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. Steve Martin is our guest. He's still with us, and we're still talking about how to make sure that you survive and hopefully maybe even thrive in 2009. And we're talking about profitability. We're talking about cash flow. We're talking about making sure that you're not in denial about what's going on, that while you're telling yourself the truth, you're also trying to keep one eye on the horizon for when that next opportunity breaks out there in the future. Steve, one of the things that I've said for a long time is we've got to teach our employees where the source of their paycheck comes from, and that's the customers. That's the customers. But yeah. But I think now small business owners, people who are running these companies, need to take that lesson for themselves, and not that we ever took our customers for granted, but I wonder if we've taken for granted what we think they want. Maybe we've done business with them for so long now that we think we know what they want, and we want to continue to deliver that because we've gotten comfortable doing that, and all of a sudden they're not coming in, and we think it's because they don't love us anymore, but maybe they just move their cheese, and we don't know where it is.
That's exactly right, Jim. We are surrounded with so much information that it's natural and necessary for us to make assumptions about a lot of things that we do in life and in business. But as you're pointing out, if you assume that the needs and wants and desires of your customers are the same today as they were 6 months ago, I think you're making a very big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because the economy has changed, the mood of the people that drive the economy has changed, and that's the major difference here. You know, it's absolutely amazing. I have one of my sisters-in-law is a very excellent world-class virtual assistant. She does a lot of Google advertising to bring clients into her, mm-hmm. and she noticed
buying keywords.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And her ads have been performing well for her. She has clients all over the nation. But she noticed September, October, things were drying up, and she just said, well, it's just my customers aren't
the economy's
needing
off.
More work. And yeah. I'm not getting the new ones because nobody needs a virtual assistant. Well, it turns out, Jim, bottom line was that it was people searching for jobs, positions, and employment with her rather than work from her that mm-hmm. were burning up her entire budget.
So they were hitting her ads, but they weren't prospects who were hitting her ads. They were fellow travelers, weren't they?
They're job hunters, rather than than people looking for work. Yeah. Because the reality is, in this kind of economy, her customers should be using more of her. Or she should be driving more customers, because using a virtual assistant is one of the ways that you can save quite a bit of money, if you use secretarial services. So the bottom line is, Jim, you have to keep your eye on the ball, and every once in a while recognize that somebody's going to move it, just like that "Who Moved My Cheese" routine. Mm-hmm. Things change, and they don't always change the way we expect them to.
Well, Steve, months ago. And I've done it again recently. I did it again this week, in my newspaper column in my newsletter, I'm talking about it on the show. I guess I did it yesterday. I reminded my small business audience, guys, you got to go out and call on your customers and get face to face with them, even if a salesperson is calling on them, or if you've got a shop where people are coming to see you, you need to meet them face to face. You need to be asking them, what can I do to help you? What do you need? What can we do to be successful with each other in 2009? And find out what that is, and then do it.
Absolutely, Jim. And you know what? You've got to go visit the people that just stopped buying from you too. Because you need to understand why they are not
right
using your services to the extent they did before, mm-hmm. why they're not buying your product. And if you can understand that, then you have the opportunity to do something about it.
And that hurts a little bit, doesn't it, Steve? Because then we're asking, tell me in detail why you don't love me anymore. That's hard to do, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you fear that is the case, that they don't love you anymore. But what if they just found a different product that may be working a little bit better, a little less expensively for them?
What you got to do is you got to ask, do I hate the feeling of that as bad as I hate the feeling of locking up my doors for the last time?
Exactly right.
Which one do I hate the worst? Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. You're going on a trip soon. You're going on the other side of the planet to give some speeches. Good luck. We're looking forward to a report when you get back.
Thank you. Will do.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Bon voyage, Steve. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.